Yudei Tere Majda Yud Sivan Tovshin Ein Vav Reb Tzvi Lieberman.
In the parasha of Nozi, we know Nozi, one of the things you mustn't do is you mustn't drink wine. So the pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheicha yazi. And there's quite a few details in the pasuk. Chomishas anovin lo yishte, anov lachim viveisha lo yoichel. And there's quite a few extra, quite a few protim in the pasuk when the Torah tells us that the nozi mustn't drink wine. So the Gemara in Nozi, daf gimel amud beis, darshens the pasuk miyayin v'sheicha yazi. Why do I need that part of the pasuk? Says the Gemara, that not only the nozi mustn't have a drink of wine, stomach yayin rishus, even yayin shel mitzvah, he also mustn't drink. Says the Gemara, what yayin mitzvah are we referring to? Mahi, kedusha v'avdalta? Are we referring to kiddush and avdala? Freit Gemara, harei mushu b'yom ha'sinai. How can that nozi not do that? Sochachiyu, mushu b'yom ha'sinai. That's the pashto zalosh in the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara finds a different type of yai mitzvah which a nozi mustn't drink. But to say that a nozi can't drink kiddush wine, avdala wine, says the Gemara, at least the way Rashi explained, the Mafarash explains, Stokhtaraisa, a muzok tzunikin, he has to drink. So how can a nozi have, I know what you're going to ask. How can the nozi say, be also stokhachiv deraisa? The Rishonim are very worried about it. The drinking is deraisa? That's probably what you're going to ask, yes? Oh, I thought so. So is the drinking deraisa? It's true mitzvah's kiddush is deraisa. It says, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, the culture, that's a chiv deraisa. But the drinking of the wine? Vush takes in the Torah, you have to drink wine for kiddush. You have to do skira. Zochrei aleyayin, that's a din derabonam. There's a big machlokes about it. Is a machleik to Rishonim whether the wine is deraisa as well. The mitzvah kiddush Friday night is definitely deraisa. If you haven't mentioned Shabbos yet, whether drinking wine for kiddush is deraisa is a machleik to Rishonim. The Milchus Chinuch sums up the shittas and he says, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch and many Rishonim, the wine is derabonim. The ikke kiddush is deraisa, but the wine is derabonim. According to Tosfos and Arve Psochim, there's a sofik. Tosfos is not sure. Tosfos got a sofik because of this Gemara. There's different ways of learning the Gemara. Some types of the Gemara lost a bit. I'm asking, who is it? A Raisa? There's different ways of learning the Gemara. Tosfos and Arve Psochim got a sofik. I know Kiddush is a Raisa. Maybe the wine's also a Raisa. The Mefarish, which is the Rashi knows, which is not clearly Rashi, it's called the Mefarish, he takes on clearly that yain, the drinking of the wine, is also deraisa. Not just the etzem mitzvahs kiddush, the brok, the mentioning Shabbos deraisa. The mefarish learns that the etzem drinking is also deraisa. This is a big machlokes. La locha. He's for somebody else, right? I hear what you're saying. But that is the discussion of the Rishonim over here, whether the drinking is deraisa. And you have to know, something, you haven't always got somebody else to be miyoti. You have to know what the drinking, you haven't got somebody else. So, right. So the machro, the Shagas Arya brings down, the achro is we take on that the drinking is derabona. But we need to remember, even though we take on the drinking is minadin derabonim, but it's derabonim because it's a very strong derabonim. Number one, it's connected to the mitzvah's kiddush, which is deraisa. So besides having some rishon which hold the actual drink is deraisa, even if we take on the drink is derabonim, but it's considered a chomer derabonim because it's connected to a mitzvah deraisa. You'll ask me, lemay nafkimina? The nafkimina is like this. Kiddush in the morning, that's zikr derabonim. Because the whole kiddush in the morning, we'll see in a moment, is only midrabonon. So it's not even connected to deraisa. Because it's mitzvah deraisa on Friday night. But the night kiddush has got deraisa elements to it. The etzem kiddush is deraisa. If one hasn't davened, then the kiddush is about the key mitzvah deraisa. So the etzem kiddush deraisa. And the drinking is also connected to deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah writes, we all know when it comes to shiurim, when it comes to revi'is, there's a machlokes, what is the shiur revi'is? Is the shiur revi'is, do we say niskatnu abeitzim? Do we treat the revi'is, we have to do double to our shiur beitzim nowadays? Or do we say lo niskatnu abeitzim? Which everybody knows in practical terms, the big shiur is called 150cc and the smaller shiur is 86. The gematria of kois is 86cc. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, it's true that Etzem Shiur takes the Rabbon, but you should take a Chomer Dika Shiur. You should take a large size of Revi'is. You should be Machmi, if one can, one should be Machmi for the large Shiur of Revi'is, which is 150cc. They come to Shabbos morning, where the drinking is Kula de Rabbonon, the whole Mitzvah de Rabbon, one can be Mako, Sofer de Rabbonon, so one can be Mako. In the smaller shear, you don't have to take the large shear, you take the smaller shear. And it's Takabin and Hogger. I know Takab by my father's Zatal. We had two Kiddush Bechers at home. When they started off their married life, the wine was expensive, grapes were expensive, going back 60 years ago. But so therefore, he had two Bechers. He had a Friday night Becher and a Shabbos morning Becher. Two sizes. The Friday night Becher was a large Becher, and the Shabbos morning and Avdolah one was a small one. You don't need, Mishnah Berurah says, one can be make up the Shir de Rabbon Shabbos morning. So Friday now one should be Machmi, it's considered a connected to a Deraisa. Therefore it's a Deraisa Dikashtir. One should be Machmi on 150cc. And Shabbos morning, one can make up the smaller Shir, which is quite small, it's not so much. This 86cc is quite a small Becher that one can be make on when it comes to Shabbos morning. Yeah. I'm talking about the two most well-known shiurim. There are many shiurim, correct. But the two most well-known ones are the 86, Reb Chaim Noah, and the 150, which is the Chazanish. So I call upon it. So those we got the drinking of wine when it comes to Kiddush is Friday night we did Deraisa, but Shabbos morning is Kula Derabonim. Shabbos morning Kiddush is called Kiddusha Rabba, the great Kiddush. Kiddusha Rabba, which is a very, very honorable title to the Shabbos morning Kiddush. Why is the Shabbos morning Kiddush zoicha to this honorable title, Kiddusha Rabba? It's a Loshna Gemara im Sochim. So the Rashbam says, do you know why it's called Kiddusha Rabba? Because the Kiddush morning in the morning is Bori Pegofen. Bori Pegofen is the main broch of Kiddush. It's the broch which all the Kiddush have. Friday night's also got Bori Pegofen. The broch of Bori Pegofen is called the special brocha. It's called the great brocha of Kiddush. So really, according to the Rashbam, we've got Kiddusha Rabba Friday night as well. Can we say Bori Pegofen as well? But Shabbos morning, since the entire Kiddush is the Bori Pegofen, so therefore, the entire Kiddush is the Kiddusha Rabba, the great broch of Kiddush, which is the Bori Pegofen. Even though in it's the Kula Dika Kiddush, it's the Kiddush de Rabbonim, but it's got this title because the Kiddush is the Bori Pegofen, the great broch of Kiddush. That's the Rashbam's taich in Kiddusha Rabba. The Ran says, no, it's a losh of Saginoy, like Rachman Islam, the blind person. It's called a Saginoy, very bright sighted person, Sagi Nohoi. So it says the Ram, because it's a Shvach Kiddush, because it's not the same Ike Kiddush like night, and it's very short. So they said it, but Loshen Sagi Nohoi, Loshen, that's why they call it Kiddush Rabba, but it means the smaller Kiddush. It means the smaller Kiddush of the two. That's the Ram's up taich of Kiddush Rabba. There's a third taich, which the Eli Rabba brings from the Mashal. He also says the Losh Hashivas, which is a Kiddush, we'll see later on the Deen about it soon. He says that the Shabbos morning Kiddush, he says, you can do even on Sheikha, even on Chama Medina. Masha Eken, he holds the Friday night Kiddush, you have to use wine. So it comes out the Shabbos morning Kiddush, one can do with many things. You can do not only with wine, you can do with Sheikha as well, you can do with beer, you can do with Chama Medina as well. Friday night Kiddush, says Mashal, I hold, you can only do with wine. Shabbos morning Kiddush, you can do with any sort of Chosh Ramashke, that's what's called the Kiddush Rabba, the Kiddush which can be done with many sorts of liquids, with many types of mashkois you can use, that's why it's called Kiddush Rabba. That's the Mashal's optaj, why it's called Kiddush Rabba. The Ram says, Vaitim Psochim, and this will come to use in a few moments, says, so the Shabbos morning Kiddush is not the same as Friday night Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush is the Zoch Yisrael Shabbos and Kachet. There's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos when it comes in. Whether you mention Betfila, you can be Yotzer Dereis and call to Moshe Shoinim. Or with the wine, that's the Hashlomah, the Chachom said you should do it with wine. That's the Friday night Kiddush. Shabbos morning, it's not the middle of Shabbos. So what exactly is the Takona Derabonon? It's a Din Deramosh make Kiddush. How do you understand what exactly did the Chachomim, why did they introduce the Kiddush in the morning? What is Taich in this Takona of Kiddush, Shabbos morning? Says the Ran, two suggestions. Says the Ran, Svar number one is, because we've got a klal, kovod yom odif, really as far as Suda Shabbos is concerned, is we hold kovod yom odif. If you've got something, you've got special food to use by night or by day, you're supposed to be mashiv kovod yom. So the loss of the post can mean you've got a bigger challah, smaller challah, bigger challah keep for Shabbos day. Kovod yom odif, when it comes to Shabbos morning, you're supposed to be mechaber the day more than night. For that, we are Yotze, even though our meals normally Friday night are a bit longer than the Shabbos morning. Vice is the cholent, is doichalts. Is a made of the cholent with doichal, covered yoy modif. With that, we're mekayim everything. So that's how we're mekayim our covered yoy modif. Oh, with our lochis, covered yoy modif. One has to be makshiv the Shabbos morning meal more than the Friday night meal. Says the Ran. So the Chachomim were worried. If there's only going to be Kiddush Friday night, not Shabbos morning, you're not being mekayim the day well enough. So therefore, they were masakin a kiddush, zeichel kiddush of Laila, as a me'en kiddush. They were masakin mixes kiddush that the morning shouldn't be have something significantly less than the Friday night, since the morning is supposed to be more mechubadik than the Friday night. So they can't have something a significant chelik of the meal, which is kiddush. You can't have Shabbos morning without it. So therefore, they were masakin a sort, let's call it a mini kiddush Shabbos morning, in order the Shabbos morning meal should also have a kiddush with it. Oh, another pshat says the Ran, we've got a klal ein omim shira el alayayin. So when you make boyepe govim before the meal, something you don't normally do, it's like in the shvach. That itself is showing praise. That itself is showing shvach, showing the chashivas of the Shabbos morning. So it's nishmit in kiddush. It's in order to show chashivas to Shabbos morning, in order to show chashivas to the Shabbos in the morning. So in order to we do an act of shira, and shira said alayayin. So bar begovin alayayin is like an act of shira to make a shvach, to make a chashivas of the meal. Not necessarily because kovod yom odif is incomparable to the night. In itself, to add a chashivas to the Shabbos morning meal, that's why we add a bar begovin. A nafka middah comes out, is like this. Really, as we hold, Shabbos morning kiddush is more kulladik than Friday night. Because Friday night is Koshu is connected to a deraisa tikkun mitzvah. It's considered like a deraisa tikkun mitzvah. And Shabbos morning is derabbanan. So Memela, as far as the dinim are concerned, there are many kulas in the Shabbos morning kiddush which don't apply to the Friday night kiddush. We'll see later. Besides legabe the shia, legabe making a chama medina, we'll talk about soon. So there are kulas legabe Shabbos morning comparing to Friday night. The Briskerov had a chumrah in Shabbos morning kiddush over Friday night. He held that even the Friday night kiddush, you can be moiti other people and they don't need to drink. One person makes a kiddush, there's a mitzvah min amuvcha. Everybody should drink the kiddush wine. It's a mitzvah to give out the wine to everybody, to all the mesubim. But it's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah to everybody have a bit of wine. But if you didn't, you're yotze without any shaila whatsoever. Shabbos morning, the Briskerov had a kiddush that since the Ikka Kiddush is Bori Pekofen is a Birchas Hanenin. So to be Yotza Birchas Hanenin, how can you have credit to yourself a Birchas Hanenin without drinking? When it's Tam Epsa Brocha Birchas Mitzvah, Yana can be Moitzi Zayin. He's got a Bech and I'm listening, it's as if I've said it. But Shabbos morning, Bori Pekofen, the whole Kiddush is Bori Pekofen. Bori Pekofen is a Birchas Hanenin. It's a Brocha on wine. If you Shemei, are not drinking wine, how can the Birchas Hanenin be credited to you? That was a Briskerov's Kiddush. So he held, you have to drink wine Shabbos morning in order to be Yotza the mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning. And if you don't drink wine, the Briskerov had this chumrah that you're not Yotza. Now this fits in better with the second pshat the Ran, not the first one. That's what Moshe Shtabuch Shlita says in the Moedim HaMatan. So he says like this, according to the first sheet of the Ran, the whole Tekot Kiddush is supposed to be Me'en Kiddush HaLaila. It's supposed to be a mini Kiddush HaLaila. If it's a mini Kiddush HaLaila, it can't possibly have Chumras over Kiddush HaLaila. It doesn't fit in. If the whole Tekot is supposed to be a sort of Me'en Kiddush HaLaila, go to the first sheet of the Ran, how can you say it's got Chumra and it's a Chumra to Kiddush? The whole Tekot was, it should be Me'en Kiddush HaLaila. So it can have Kulos, but it's difficult to understand, they should have humrus. Masha again, Zokta Ramesh Damoklita, Zokta equal to the second chapter round, it's a separate takona. It's a takona to enhance the Shabbos morning meal in order to make it a Choshva Suda and Einav Shelayayim. Opa, then you can understand what was the takona. Make a Borebe Govin before your meal. A Borebe Govin is a Bechus Anenim. So if you are not drinking from it, so therefore, how can you have a Bechus Anenim? So made a zogte and made him as manim that we can understand the chumrah of the brisker of according to the second mahalach of the Ran. It's taken kedusha rabbi, it's taken the rabbon, and in many halachas it's more kulit than the Friday night. But in this point, since the tekone is birchas anenim, make a bori begoven. How can I have a bori begoven without drinking? So that was the brisker of's chumrah that you have to drink. Okay, it's not a chumrah being accepted by Klal Yisrael. One doesn't, not everybody's marked on it, but it's known as a brisker chumrah. Interesting enough, I saw in Moses' man, he brings further that the brisker of himself said over, said, I told this chiddush over to my father, Reb Chaim. Well, Reb Chaim on Nish masking giving. My father wasn't masking. He said, you haven't got enough proofs to this big chiddush to make the Shabbos morning kiddush more chumrah. But, said the brisker of, I did notice, from then on he was mappet on it. He can't introduce the Achumri, clearly so he can't. But he himself, he can't, I go to Shikol Torah, I shayin to Shikol Torah. See himself, from then on was mappet. I'll call upon him. So Shabbos morning Kiddush, the Kiddush is the Boyer Pei Gofen, and it's got kunas, it's the Kiddush Rabba, but it could be there's one Chumra attached to it. Now, as we said, the Ikka Mitzvah Kiddush, I'll come to that soon, hopefully. Right. So the mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos morning is the Brocha Boyer Pei Gofen. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, it's a minig in Klal Yisrael, in the Roif in Klal Yisrael, we don't just say the Boyer Pei Gofen. Even the Rishonim talk about Boyer Pei Gofen, it's Mavur from the Gemara. In their times, it was just the Boyer Pei Gofen. But our minig is to add Psukim, Veshomru, Zochoy, oh. And Mishnah Berurah brings, again, we're not going to criticize Minhagim Klal Yisrael, but Mishnah Berurah holds to start Al Kein Beirach, he's very unhappy with it. Al Kein Beirach, in the middle of an apostle, what's going on here? Kol Psuk Le Apostle Moshe Le Paskinom. Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy with starting Al Kein Beirach. Avad is those who've got a minig, everybody has to keep their minig. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he writes a limit chus on the minig. He says, we're not saying it as a posse. I'm just making an introduction. Do you know what I'm doing is, you know, this is a Shabbos Dikah Brocha. It's just so he calls it Askolas Tavorim. I'm not saying a Betoyis posse. When I say Betoyis posse, there's a problem with half a posse. Ichzognish Betoyis posse. I'm borrowing it as if the words of the posse to tell me, make an introduction. Ichzognish Tavim Aboy Begum. I'm not just start making a fancy a cup of wine. I'm doing a Shabbos Dikah Boy Begum. So that's all Chashul, because Yishuv for those who got the minig. There are some. Roshon carries on, he says, Bialdusi, when I was young, I saw Gedolah, saw they never said any psukim. So I'm kiddish, start off, Boruch Hashem, Boruch Hashem, and that's it. No psukim at all. And again, it's brought down, some of them, I haven't seen around, because I've Weltsmensch, but it seems there are some people in Brisk, also the Briskerov was, didn't say any psukim beforehand. And I saw Svorah brought down, which could be a Svorah. What's wrong saying psukim? Say, I haven't got is anything wrong saying psukim? So it seems that there's some of the previous Gedolim who didn't seem to were worried. If you're going to say psukim, people are going to get it wrong. Like Friday night Kiddush, the Ikka Birchas HaKiddush is not the Boreh Pei Gofen. The Ikka Birchas HaKiddush is the main brach of the Birchas HaYom. The Boreh Pei Gofen, because I'm drinking, I need to make Boreh Pei Gofen. But it's not the Ikka. And if a person doesn't hear properly Boreh Pei Gofen and hears the main Birchas HaKiddush, he's Yoytze Kiddush. The main brach of Kiddush Friday night is not the Boreh Pei Gofen. So the Gdolei were worried, if you're going to introduce this minute added psukim, people will think the main thing is the psukim, and the Boreh Pei Gofen doesn't matter. the Bobe Gom doesn't matter if I missed half the block of Bobe Gom. That's not so. The main Kiddush Shabbos morning is the Bobe Gom. That is the Kedusha Rabba. That is the making. The Psukim is a minute to add a few Psukim over the main Kiddush Bobe Gom. So therefore, some were worried and makbid not to say any Psukim, that it shouldn't lead to mistakes. People may think that the Ikki is the Psukim, and the Bobe Gom is just the Birchas Hananim, so therefore that's why they have this minhag not saying Psukim at all. Right, so that's basically the background of where the Kiddush comes from. Now, can we make Kiddush on? As we know, there's three, from the Gemara's Mavur, there's three, what you can make Kiddush on. Alayayin, which is the Ikar Mitzvah, we know Alayayin. The Gemara talks about making Kiddush al Pas. If you haven't got wine, you can make it on the bread, on the challahs. And it talks about Chama Medina, on making on the Choshva national drink, is the more or less correct description of Chama Medina. So it comes out from the Mishbura Azoi. When it comes to night Kiddush, Friday night, Avada, the mitzvah l'chitchila is to make it al Yayin. And it's a starkik peda that the Ikat of Konsul that was to make it al Yayin. And one should use wine and nothing else. If one's stuck, one hasn't got wine, or one can't drink wine, there are people who can't drink wine. Grape juice is also wine, but if somebody can't drink wine at all, or hasn't got any wine at all, and he can't even get a bunch of grapes to make his own natural grape juice, which is also an ace if you're stuck without wine, to buy a bunch of grapes and squeeze it out, and then you can have your grape juice. You have to buy before Shabbos. So therefore, you should do what you can to make sure you've got the got wine or the grape juice. If you haven't, or you can't drink wine, and you got two options. I've got my Chama Medina, we'll talk about it soon, what that means. Oh, I've got my bread, I've got my challahs in front of me. What should I do on? So it comes out from the Mishnah Berurah Friday night. It's better to make on the challahs than on the Chama Medina. Chama Medina Friday night is a gosh dark bedievet, a very, very big bedievet. So you haven't got wine or grape juice, so then you make a challah. What does that mean? It means it's a bit like perhaps we call it a Yekusha Kiddush. You wash your hands before Kiddush. You mean until the time, because you have to have your ready your colours. And then you start off with your psukim, you can say your vayichulu, everything's all part of Kiddush. And then instead of Bobe Gom, you replace it obviously with a moitzi lechem and oretz. And then you make your birchas hayoim, the main brokish after that. And then you cut your challah and eat it. And with that, your Kiddush and your moitzi all in one. That's called Kiddush al Pas. So it's clearly that is the second best way of making Kiddush Friday night, is if you haven't got the wine, one should be done as much as you can with the wine, or you've got this Eitzah of doing it with challahs, or Chama Medina should be avoided. It's a very, very big bedievet Friday night. When it comes to Shabbos morning, let's forget. Shabbos morning, forget. Avad Mishpura says weiter, in Shabbos morning, says clearly Reish Pei Beis, the mitzvah namucha generally is to make on wine. Even Shabbos morning. It's true, it's only Kiddush Rabba, but the mitzvah is to make it al Yayin. Says Mishpura, but first of all he says, if you've got the choice of challahs or Chama Medina, not challahs is a big b'dievet, because if you're making a challah Shabbos morning, you're not doing anything extra. Because Shabbos morning, the whole brocha is the one brocha. If you're going to make your Kiddush on challahs, what's your Kiddush going to consist of? Your Hamoiti Lech Noret. Well, you make Hamoiti in any case. You've done nothing extra for Kiddush. Friday night, you've got the extra brocha, so therefore you're doing something for the mitzvah of Kiddush. But if Shabbos morning, you're going to make your Kiddush on challahs, you're not going to be doing anything extra. The psukim, as we say, those adjustment hogim, those are not considered significant enough to be called something extra. So what are you going to be doing? You're going to wash, and it is a dime, you're going to make your moitzi and eat. So you've done nothing. You haven't shown any chashivah, any mitzvah Kiddush at all. So to make Kiddush on the challah Shabbos morning, you haven't done anything. Then when it comes to Shabbos morning, says the Mishbura, and that's the Aloch is, Chama Medina is the second best. And not only Chama Medina is the second best, is Mevur from the Mechava and the Mishbura is asking, if a person enjoys Chama Medina, is it Mamash Choviv Olof? If it's Lichet Chila as well. He says, it's a Mehudah to commit to make a Yayin. But somebody enjoys the Chama Medina, it can even be like a tchilah. So to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Chama Medina, when you enjoy, if you don't enjoy it, there's whiskey and the beer and all these things, so then stick to your zikha, meant to stick to the wine. Somebody who really enjoys it, so then then it's allowed. It's allowed the Chitchila to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Chama Medina. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, a Chumrah which people are not also happy to hear. Mishnah Berurah says, even when you make a Chama Medina, whether it's your whiskey and your beer, said Mishnah Berurah, Abba the Becher, the same Becher, the Revius, and drinking Meloy Logmov, and not Meloy Log slowly over the next 15 minutes, Meloy Logmov in quickly, within 2 minutes, 4 minutes, which not everybody is capable of doing, I think. So I called upon him, said, Mishnah Berurah, and the Shia doesn't change. You're allowed to use it in replacement for wine. Oh, but you need the Revius with the Meloy Logmov, so you have to be able to do it. Again, those who got the mini goyilot, those who got a mini medoyah to use the little lechaim glazelech, every mini has got a mekoy. It's based on a taz. It's based on a taz. The taz has got a shita that on these strong drinks, which one gets hanor from the tiny little amount, he holds you even make boyin of foshes on that small amount. That's the taz achidish. The taz holds a zaychoshu, you can make boyin of foshes on little lechaim glazel. So there's a mini based on the taz. Therefore, when it comes to kiddish, if I can make boyin of foshes on it, why can't I use it for kiddish? I'm not going to get into controversy. So those who don't make bona fosh and still make kiddush on it, it's a little bit sticky because either you rely on the taz or you don't. So I called upon him. Everybody should follow their minik, but according to Nachman, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's no compromises. You want to make a whiskey, beer, gesundheit, but take the full shear. Those who make bona fosh and do little glazlach, have zikr got a strong shit at taz to be sober, and even though the poiskim are chaylik. Those who don't make bona fosh still use the kiddush, right? Okay. They left you lying there, minik. It's difficult to understand exactly what they are basing themselves on. You'd have lechem mishu shabbos in any case, even without the kiddush. You're not sure you're doing extra als kiddush, because als your moitz you'd have lechem mishu. You're not sure any extra als kiddush. What exactly is called Chama Medina? So there again, Chama Medina. It depends every country according to its minik. In England, where we are, beer seems to be high on the list. It seems to be a national drink. Beer seems to be very, very choshuv. There are many people some people who like it as well. It is considered a choshuv national drink. So beer is considered a proper Chama Medina. And in fact, when it comes to Avdolah, some of the consum minig make a beer, and Bifrat, when it comes to Motzah Pesach, there's a well-known minig, those who want to show that we only refrain from chometz l'shem mitzvah, so it comes to Motzah Pesach, they make it on chometz straight away, so Gaval Gehid, the Gors Makbid on it, he went and bought Motzah Pesach, Guta chometz from a goyish shop without any shayas for kofta chometz. He went and bought himself a can of beer, whatever it was, or a cup or a pint of beer, whatever it was, and he made kiddush on beer. Beer is considered, it's been for many, many years, a good Chama Medina. What? Correct. Made of dollar. So when it comes to kiddush to make on beer, we consider Chama Medina. Whiskey, it seems to be as well, it's a chosh for drink. In England, whiskey seems to be on the same line as beer, so it also seems to be very chosh for drink, but I think it's harder to drink a reverse of whiskey in one go than beer, so one has to be able to do it. Being a real Englishman, as perhaps we call it, what about a cup of tea? It's a tea zikr, a national drink in England. Can you treat that as Chama Medina to make Kiddush Shabbos morning or Avdolah on a cup of tea? So there's a lot written in the poskim about it. What is tea? Water never becomes Chama Medina. Water never becomes Chama Medina. You need a drink. What is tea? Tea is just basically coloured water. I mean, it's not much more than that. There's a little bit of flavouring to it, but the ikatoichen, it wasn't got more ingredients than tea has. Tea is just the flavour of the tea. It is minimal. All right, every drink's got water in it. Grape juice is also going to have water in it, up to the 4/5. So tea, there's a shayla, is it more kosher than water? I'll call upon him. It seems to be the halacha. If it's considered a stickle bit yevet, but if you do use tea, though, it has to be tea with milk. Because in England, the British national drink, tea without milk is not acceptable. Tea with milk is acceptable. And number two, Rabbi Falk writes in Chumash Marzelio, has to be hot. A cold tea doesn't count either. Who drinks a cold tea? Serve somebody a cold tea, he'll give it straight back to you. That's not called a national drink. The national drink is a hot tea with milk. That's it. The sugar is optional. Yeah, yeah, I'm not talking again. The milk, that people have to sort out their own shyness if they work out with the milk, how milky they are when they come to it. I call upon him. That's a not chamah medina. So I call upon him. So tea with milk, a hot tea with milk, that is called chamah medina. But there again, you have to remember, let's not forget, you need to drink the revis in one go. So if it's piping hot and sipping it slowly, taking 10 minutes over it, is also not, pashtus is not acceptable. I saw brought down, I haven't verified the source at the Pshem Chaim Moises, since that's the derech to drink it slowly, maybe it is. But pashtus, you need to be able to drink it, so it mustn't be too hot. It must be hot enough to be called a respectable drink, cool enough that you can drink it relatively quickly. Then you can treat your tea as a chamah medina, and yota that for your kiddush, or at least Shabbos morning kiddush, and for Avdola. So that's basically the rules, what can be called chamah. The other drinks don't seem to have the scores, even all these lemonades and fruit drinks don't seem to be considered the national drink as yet. So therefore those don't seem to be listed as the chosh for chamah medina. Yeah. So, yeah, you're asking. Mishpurut on hold of that. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. There's an unverified source that by tea you could perhaps make a drink story. And then you'd have a kulba whiskey as well. That's 100% correct. So that's what I'm saying. According to Mishpurut, who doesn't give any colours to it, and so then pashtus, and then by tea you also won't have any colours. You'll have to make sure you have your tea not too hot. We'll leave that up to the rabbonim. It's hard to be make on the small one. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but it's hard to make these achros. Just move on to one more small shiloh, which the clock still allows. Kiddush b'mokum suda. So we need, after Kiddush must always be b'mokum suda. Again, the various darugs aloha, what's called suda, to be yoytze Kiddush b'mokum suda. About the main suda, as we know, ain suda ela b'pas. The main suda is with pas, with the moitzi, with the chalas. That's the main suda. Shabbos morning, the gon, the bialocha brings down from the ma'aser rabbi, the gon, he was makbid even Shabbos morning to make his kiddush davka pas. And our people shall makbid on that, because since ikas seduce sudas with pas, you want to be yoytze v'karos el Shabbos oinig, but mokid kriyisham de oin, you want to be yoytze with a choshva oinig, and the ikka oinig is with pas on Shabbos. So therefore, there are those who are makbid not to make kiddush, only if they've got bread avail. But roiv ha'olam are soymech, that biscuits and cakes, these are also called pas, they consider mazon, these baked mazonas are also called pas, and you can be yoytze kiddush b'mokum suda with it. Which, when it came to shvuas in yeshiva, was a reminder that olam must be careful what you call cake. A cheesecake, when it came to shvuas morning, if you've got a little thin piece of mazonas underneath and it's laden with cheese on top, the cheese is not chelev your kazayis. You need a kazayis or kebeta of cake. So therefore you have to make sure when you do eat cake that you're eating a kazayis kebeta of cake, of the mazonas part of it, not just the toppings of it, which are not a chelev of the mazonas. They're not mitzvah for alamichia and they don't help the kiddush b'mokum suda either. But a kol mon, you need a kazayis of mazonas. Tav shil shel mazonis is pashas also included. Laft up a biscuit, any sort of tav shil mazonis, lokshin kigel or any other sort of mazonis. If a person fancies having wheat bix or shreddies for his kiddush b'mokum suda, pashas can also be yoytze. All mazonis. Okay. Oh, this is gochos of a knedel, right? Is the main, yeah, it's all the same things. All the tavshil shel mazonis is also included. Interesting. Of a Moshe Feinstein, Igas Moshe, he's not so happy about tavshil shel mazonis. He's medayik from the Shaar Tshuva, which says mine targimo. He says a tavshil shel mazonis, maybe it's not enough for Shabbos morning suda. You need a baked mazonis. But he's wired about a tavshil mazonis. So I call him, if one's got a choice, if you're not some safe enikel, if you've got a choice of cake and biscuits or a tavshil shel mazonis, the zikha might. It's more muskim than tav shil shel mazonis. Going down the line, a person who can't eat any mazonis, you get the people with various reasons whether a person can't tolerate any gluten or not. So okay, nowadays you can get spelt rye and oats, all the various different times. But if you haven't, you're stuck, you can't take any mazonis. So there's another shita brought down the Shulchan Aruch about using a koish al yayin, shita zagoinim brought down. It's considered a grace of shasat chag only if somebody really can't tolerate any mazonis or really has hasn't got, then it's a shitzas agoinim. You can be yaita kiddush and malkum suda with yayin, with a kois shell yayin. So mishpur yuzaloshen. The Rav Kivega brings many shem had nishtazer peshasat kant. You can be soimach on that. Do you need a separate kois besides the kois shell kiddush? The mishpur says, Shabbos morning, you can be mekel, because Shabbos morning got its coolers, that the kois shelia of kiddush can be enough. When it comes to Friday night, not only if you do have to be mekel, the shitzes are going in, so then take a separate kois. You should only rely on a separate kois, not the ikei kois. I just want to end off with one vort coming back to Parshas Nozi. So we started off the Nozi miyayim sheikha yazi. He has to refrain from wine. It ends off the end of the parasha. Nozi says when he finishes his nazirus, state that the vazoyis toys and Nozi be yom loyim and his yovi oisoi. He should bring him al pesach ol moed. Who exactly is the him? Says Rashi, him himself. So and Rashi brings this a few times where oisoi means himself. So the Meshech Chokmah, but why does the Torah write it like that? The Torah could have easily said, Yovi Atzmoy, or Yovoi, he should come. Why the Torah put it in this expression, Yovi Oisei? So the Meshech Chokmah Moed Givot. He said, the Torah is not Kaveya, the Zman of Nazir, how Nazir is meant to be. This is the Allah has done Nazir Shleish Yoyim, but based on the Gematria of Yeh, it's a Stam Nazir. Oh, but the Torah is not Kaveya, the Zman, why not? Zot the Meshech Chokmah portion. The Yisoyed Nazir is, if a person is too connected to Oil Mazer, he needs to withdraw himself a little bit from Oil Mazer. So you can't fix the time. How long does a person need for? Some people 30 days is enough. Some people need 100 days. Some need longer. You can't be kaveya how long Nazir is the proper Zman Nazir for him. Says the Meshech Chokmah, what's the telling point when he's, for him Nazir is long enough? When he can deal with his own Gashmus, as if it's somebody else's. When he's putting food in his mouth, it's like feeding somebody else. He doesn't feel any difference putting food in his mouth than to feeding somebody else, putting food in somebody else's mouth. He's got no personal gears at all. If he's a Yovi Oisoi, he can bring himself, like bringing somebody else, like him, he brings him. That's a sign. They told you the Meloisi Mein Nizoi, he's completed the zeus. And there's a remnant to this vort in Rus, which we just lined on Shavuos, when Naomi told Rus to go to Boaz and to ask him to do this sort of mitzvah yibum. So there's a lot of kriya ksiv, or a chatz for sat for samt, and the kri is for a chatz, but the ksiv for yiradati. So the kri is for yiradit, and the ksiv is yiradati. So zog the mafoshim, it's the same thing. Normi to rus, you're building up kaliso. You don't play a part in here. You have to do it as if you're dealing with somebody else. It's for your identities of anger. You're doing the action as if I'm doing. And she said, Kola Shatoymi, a lie essay. A lie is kriva loy ksiv. It's not written a lie. Whatever you say I'm going to do, it's not a lie. It's just I'm doing it to somebody else. When I say come to the dargo, when you act to dargo, when you can act with your soul, and as if somebody else, that's when a person's lost his negias, and therefore it's purely shem shemayim. So that is when a person's reached the dargo he's meant to reach.
That was a Friday night. We're talking about. Yeah, that was just going to make it a separate case. What was that one?
Well, if you want to be Yotzei Kiddush Malkum Suda with wine.